You're listening to the Feel Good Astrology Podcast with Louisa Tanner Munson. To request your personal reading, go to feelgoodastrology.com.
This is an update. It's an amalgamated update. I've recorded it in pieces around working with my children and doing stuff with my husband. You can see this picture of the beach behind me. This is where we went today, by the way. I live in Portugal. And the reason I've got this up is because this is the ocean behind us, and the ocean is very much Pisces energy. And so what inspired me to record these healing messages for you was, Saturn's moving into the sign of Pisces, Pluto is moving into the sign of Aquarius, and we've got Jupiter and Chiron together in the sign of Aries. And all three of them together are creating this upswell of emotion, this upswell of something to heal first, you know, which is the Jupiter and Chiron. For us to express stability in some way from understanding how to work with Saturn, and then how we transform on a much bigger level over a period of months. So for those of you that have got a very strong Pisces energy, very strong Pisces ascendant, Saturn's coming into your first house, it's an indication that you really need to get very clear on what your identity is. So you may well find that you want to lose weight or get stronger in your structure, your physical structure. You might find that you're slightly more shy because Saturn is a little bit more formal and a little cooler, you know, it's not so expressive. So you may well find the way you're dressing and the way you're feeling changes. You might start to feel old. I remember when Saturn went over into my first house, I did start to feel quite old, and I started to notice changes in my face. I was really quite horrified. that was a hell of a shock. And so it is a time when we naturally start to look after ourselves more and start to change our habits. So it's not necessarily an exuberant time, but it is one that you can control quite easily. You know, if you're quite disciplined naturally, it can be quite helpful for you to do that. I would also say that it's time to put yourself out there a bit more. You know, you've been a bit repressed with Saturn in your 12th house for the last couple of years. It's time for you to start to move all the beauty and creativity that you have. Your gift needs to come out into the world. So I hope that's helpful. Pisces. So I was talking earlier about the energy of Saturn moving into Pisces. And yeah, that's going to give you a chance to recalibrate how you feel about yourself. It feels like you're coming out of a time of change and a time of introversion, and you're getting stronger. Now, I just want to add a little bit in here, because I think you need a little bit of a boost right now. We've got this healing event going on with Jupiter and Chiron in the sign of Aries, which is showing up in that sort of second house position, which is very much about the value that is intrinsic to you. Like, do you have these questions like, what's the value of me being here? Like, what is my purpose? Like, who would actually notice if I wasn't here? You know, it's all of those kinds of questions in terms of, you know, like, if we could equate you to a sum of money, like, what would that sum of money be? Now, obviously, nobody should be able to be equated to money like that. But it feels like there is this need for you to understand your true value. And I think that's where the big healing event is going on. And I think if you can allow that healing event to sit with you and rest with you and to think, okay, what is going on for me right now? What is going on for me right now? Where is my value? Where is my purpose? If you can tune into it, and you might need to get a bit of help with it, you might need a bit of coaching with it, and that's absolutely fine. You know, it's really important that you get to feel that sense of your own personal unique value. Because I think if you can do that, then Saturn moving into the sign of Pisces will go so much more smoothly. And also, Pluto's moving into your blind spot, and it's going to be there for a really long time. Pluto going through your 12th house is deepening your experience of life and deepening that sense of fear and worry that you might have. So any existing worries and concerns that you have. And most of our worries and concerns are about ourselves and how much we're worth and whether we're good enough and stuff. And so I understand that those fears are likely to come out a little bit more, you know, and it won't happen straight away because Pluto is a slow acting planet. So, you know, don't feel you have to do all of this healing in one go. But what I would say is it feels like what's going on right now in terms of your intrinsic value is important. So pay it the utmost attention. The more you invest in understanding that what you earn doesn't necessarily mean how valuable you are, the more you learn to value your ability. Oh, here's someone that values me. The more you can value, you've got an apple, how lovely. The more you can value yourself and your contribution to the world, the more you can start to build the Saturn in you in the first house, the more you can build that need to thrive and your pathway to expressing yourself. And so it feels like you can express yourself in such a beautiful way and in a way that kind of says to people, I take myself seriously. Like Saturn going through your first house is how you are taking yourself seriously. It's how you're honoring your gifts. It's how you're honoring the commitment and the beauty that you put in the world. So heal that little seed of doubt about yourself. Find that value, allow that value to grow in you. And then Saturn will sort itself out. You will grow strong and you'll become an authority in your own right. And then as Pluto's going through your 12th house, rather than feeling the fear of it and allowing those insecurities to come up, you'll be so much better like resourced to say, well, hang on, in my reality, I'm a valuable person. And so, yes, I might see that there's this fear coming up, but I also know that I can learn from it. I also know that I can shift it. I also know that I can transform it. And I also know that once I've done that, that's part of the value that I'm giving back to the world. So I actually see you are moving into a time actually where you could be a coach, where you could be someone helping others with their own issues of self-love. You know, I really see that as you are correcting this in yourself, under enormous pressure, by the way. I mean, these times are highly pressured. I absolutely see the gift in what you do. So I just hope you do. And that's just what I wanted to share. So there you have it. That was my combined message for you at this time. Like I said, Chiron and Jupiter are giving us the inspiration for healing that's showing up in our lives right now. Saturn's coming in to help us formalize things. And in the areas where we're not happy to formalize them, it's tripping us up a little bit and showing us where we're restricted. So if you are feeling restricted, it's because there's a Saturn thing. You know, you're being asked to take more responsibility on somewhere. And then Pluto is moving into a space to transform us beyond anything that we can even imagine. So, you know, we are talking about deep psyche work going on at the moment. So anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this. If there's anything I can do to help, just drop me a line. You can reach me at feelgoodastrology.com. And I will be very happy to help guide you through this process, either on a one-on-one basis, or even in a membership. There's all different ways I can help you, but just stay in contact. And if you found this useful and you think other people find it useful, then please do feel free to share. I really, really appreciate that. Anyway, lots and lots of love to you. Thank you so much for connecting, and hopefully I'll be connected again real soon with you. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Feel Good Astrology podcast with Louisa Tanner Munson. To request your personal reading, go to feelgoodastrology.com.